Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie, and on today's show, we are putting the FANG stocks in the spotlight amid one of our busiest weeks of Q3 earnings season. Just a quick editor's note before we begin here. We are looking at the full 2N FANG group, so Facebook, Netflix, Apple, Amazon, and then Alphabet or Google is the G. It could actually be a triple A there. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the two A group. I said it a little bit out of order there, but it's almost the triple A group because Alphabet is, of course, going by Alphabet. I'll go by Google just to simplify our acronym here. The 2A FANG, the original one, I think, was just the 1A with Amazon. And now the Apple was added as kind of a representation of the stocks that have really been leading this bull market for the past few years. I've seen a version with two N's where it's NVIDIA. There's a few that try to wedge Microsoft in there as well, but they don't, they're not quite as much of a ring to it. I think in general, when you talk about FANG caliber stocks, think not just about what's been happening this year, but really what's been happening over the past 3 or 4 or 5 years in terms of, the large cap, mega cap tech stocks that are, heavily weighted in these major indexes that have really been helping lift overall stocks or the overall stock market, if you will. Outside of this year, Alibaba was one of those. I mentioned NVIDIA. There's probably a few others you could lump in here with this. People just love a catchy acronym, so that's why I think why we have FANG specifically. That being said, it is earnings season, and we've got a one down in the FANG group. We talked about kind of a preview of Netflix's report last week. We're going to kind of take that on that note and move forward with the FANGs. We have two more in the group I just defined this week, and then two next week, and we will be kind of done with Q3 earnings season for the FANGs. Still a couple weeks left, really. More companies, the retailers get in the mix after that, and then, it kind of starts to fade out again. But anyway, I mentioned the FANG stocks being the leaders of this bull market, and that also means that when we're gonna have these stretches of volatility, these FANG stocks are kind of uniquely exposed to that selling as well, because people are going to be quick to take their profits from these stocks. And so we've seen, as the market has pulled back, we've seen that mirrored in the FANG stocks as well. This group has declined about 9.3% over the past 3 months and 6.5% so far this month. I mentioned Netflix's report. It was decent. Decent results, a huge beat in terms of the subscriber growth, which I mentioned on last week's episode is kind of what traders doing, making those earnings plays want to see. Soared in after hours trading, was up the next day, but then it got caught right up in that market wide volatility we saw come back into play on Wednesday and Thursday last week. Friday, I believe the S&P was down too as well. So that was 3 straight days of selling. And Netflix is now actually already below its pre-earnings levels. So, we kind of saw an initial excitement there, maybe setting the tone for the FANGs in a positive light. And then that was tempered by, broader concerns. Before we move into the FANGs that we're going to see this week, I do want to mention that I'm going to be using something, or I'm going to be referencing a metric called the earnings ESP. I believe the full thing is the Zacks earnings expected surprise prediction. But the best way to think about this is a calculation of the difference between the Zacks consensus estimate for earnings and the Zacks most accurate estimate for earnings. The most accurate estimate, I believe, is a little bit confusingly named. But think of it as a read on just the most recent earnings estimates that have been issued. So whether those be revisions to prior earnings, which obviously is a factor of the Zacks rank, or just new earnings estimates that have been issued within the past 30 days. When there's a difference between the most accurate and the Zacks consensus ahead of a report, we feel that that's an indicator of that report's performance, the soon to be reported performance, because you know that analyst has the most accurate, most up to date, most relevant information at their hands. You know, ahead of time, you know, several months ahead of time, a whole quarter or two quarters out, those estimates, they know a little bit, you know, or sometimes a lot less about what has been happening in terms of the company's short-term business trends or near-term business trends. So that's the earnings ESP. That's kind of how we look at it. We use it as a way to predict whether a company is going to be beating earnings estimates. If the stock has a Zacks rank of 3 or better, so 3 or 2, which is a buy, number 1, which is a strong buy, and a positive earnings ESP in the lead up to its earnings report, we feel that that's an indicator of a positive surprise to come. So we'll start with Amazon, scheduled to report October 15th after the closing bell, as it typically does. Zacks rank of 2 and an earnings ESP of plus 6.5%. So our model is saying a beat is likely. Now, that said, that 6.5%, that's a huge earnings ESP figure. That type of difference in the two estimates is notable. Our model doesn't really change in any particular way depending on the size of that. I think maybe you might read that as even stronger indication of a beat. It's just kind of an implication that analyst sentiment has been that positive recently. And then, you know, as I said, you know, these analysts now know more about the near-term business trends. It's a good indicator, has a good track record. But for Amazon, I almost feel like it doesn't matter just because of how unpredictable Amazon's earnings results have been recently. Over the past 4 quarters, they've beaten each time. But, you know, if you look at just that earnings figure, they've beaten earnings by, you know, the quadruple digit percentages sometimes. Like it's almost like the analysts are completely off base, or maybe they're focused on other metrics. You know, super surprising things happening in terms of where Amazon is spending its money, when it's spending it, that type of stuff. I guess overall, just don't be surprised if you see a big difference between the actual and the estimates, just because it hasn't really been on base at all recently. We've seen some crazy beats from Amazon. And in the past, you know, it almost looks like the company didn't even really care about what the estimates have said. And you know, we've seen the miss in the historical trends too. That's fair. That's fine. I mean, company like that, if you look at the management over there, you look at the type of initiatives that they're doing, maybe it doesn't come as a surprise that they're not super concerned right now about Wall Street analyst estimates. That being said, the estimates as they stand right now, regardless of whether they will be relevant after the fact, are calling for Amazon to post earnings of $3.29 per share. That would be the adjusted or the non-GAAP result, and then $59.97 billion in revenue. And then if it does become one of those things where people don't seem to really care much about the earnings estimate just because it's so much higher or lower, or the earnings actual just because it's so much higher or lower than the estimate because something unpredictable played out, then look for things like growth in Amazon Web Services, growth in the physical stores, growth in Prime, those types of things. Look for those to really be what drives the post-earnings reaction. It feels like sometimes we just have we have investors opening up Amazon's press releases and control-effing to AWS to see how the cloud computing segment did in the quarter because of how important that segment is in terms of Amazon's profitability. So it could very well play out where a line item or one segment's performance becomes the talking point after the fact. And You know, that's something we just have to prepare for. I want to move into Google now. Alphabet, Google, whatever you want to call it, currently has a Zacks rank of number 3 and an earnings ESP of -1.6%. So to clarify there, our model is not saying it's going to miss earnings estimates. Our model is just saying we can't conclusively predict an upside surprise right now. That said, it's got a pretty good historical earnings track record, especially over the last few years, last couple of years. Specifically in the trailing four quarters, it has beaten earnings by an average of 10.4% in those periods. So that this report is coming after the closing bell on the 26th. I do want to say analysts are calling for Google to report adjusted earnings of $10.5 billion, and adjusted revenue of $27.25 billion for the most recent quarter, and that's according to our latest Zacks consensus estimates. And these figures would mark growth of 10% and 22%, respectively. That said, we should remember that Google has been kind of caught up in this internet data privacy stuff that has really affected the broader industry. The same as Facebook and Twitter, we're asking these questions of these ad-focused internet companies, and Google certainly has felt that. Shares have added just over 1% in the past 6 months. And, you know, I think there is some concern about how those data privacy things are going to affect the company's business model in the long term. I don't know if much has happened in the near term that will, in that regard, in terms of shifts in regulation, that we would see a huge material effect this quarter. I will mention recently we've seen some shifts in European regulations that might come into play here, and Google continues to face antitrust regulations and fines in Europe too. So updates on that side of the business in that market would certainly be appreciated by investors, and might be something that causes a little bit of volatility if it's a development that we don't quite know about. You know, they also had the Google Plus shutdown this quarter. They announced that this quarter because of a hack that occurred earlier this year. Be interesting to see if that has a material effect or if management has to say anything about that situation. So that's Amazon and Google. Those are the ones that are coming this week in terms of the FANG group. Just a real quick touch on Facebook and Apple, which are coming next week. Is Facebook sitting with a Zacks rank of number 3 and an earnings ESP of +1%, a little over +1%. So our model is saying a beat is likely. I believe the model is only for 3 days before the earnings report itself. So we actually have to wait and see if that earnings ESP holds up. Facebook, obviously a remarkable earnings track record in terms of positive surprises. Revenue has been, you know, just growing at a rate that boggles my mind for how big this company is. We're expecting that to continue this year or this quarter, to the tune of 34% almost, based on our most recent consensus estimates. But Facebook has been hit with some negative earnings estimate revisions. It's dropped by the consensus earnings estimate has actually dropped by a penny over the past month. And now is calling for earnings to decline almost 8% year over year. And that's really about the new money that Facebook is spending to deal with the content shenanigans that have been going on, the data privacy shenanigans. Most of what we know there is that they're increasing headcount like crazy, spending a ton more money on security and privacy and content vetting and things like that. You know, it'll be interesting to see whether that's already baked into the share price once the earnings report comes out, because we've known about that. That's been the goal. That's been a stated, plan since before this fiscal year even started. That said, I think the drama has really ratcheted up to 11 in 2018. And we have seen, you know, the Cambridge Analytica story, a bunch of congressional hearings, all sorts of stuff. But we know that stuff already, so I don't know if it's something necessarily that will cause post-earnings volatility, but what do I know? I mean, speculation there, and we'll see if that plays out. That's definitely going to be the key thing to watch for Facebook, though. And then Apple, real quick, I'll say, has a Zacks rank of number 2 right now, earnings ESP of plus 1.6, again, calling for positive surprise right now. We'll see if that holds up in the window where that model is actually looked at. No earnings estimates for the soon-to-be-reported quarter, so the buy is probably coming from positive revisions to full-year estimates or next-year estimates. And obviously, earnings surprise history for Apple is remarkably strong. Over the past 4 quarters, it has delivered an average positive beat of 5.5%. And our current estimates right now calling for Apple to post earnings growth of nearly 33% and revenue growth of nearly 17% in what is its fiscal fourth quarter. Apple, always a quarter ahead, everybody, in the fiscal calendar. And as we've talked about on previous episodes of Tech Talk Tuesday, the big thing for Apple in terms of that revenue growth specifically, and it's been lifting that earnings growth, is two things to me. It's the higher selling point of the iPhone. So it's still, you know, the growth rates in iPhone sales that we used to see are gone, but now it's selling those devices at a higher average price, making more money on the iPhone unit for what is the same, might be about the same number of devices. And then services revenue has been taking off like a rocket. It's got everything from Apple Care to Apple Pay to Apple Music, all of these great services and of additional elements of the Apple ecosystem that you associate with being an Apple customer. You have the device and then you're just kind of in that Apple lifestyle and you use all these different Apple platforms with those devices. That has really started paying off for Apple and it has been a key growth catalyst over the past year or so. So look for that to be one of its hottest segments in this report as well. We'll probably have time to discuss Facebook and Apple at length before the reports come out next week. Do you have Amazon and Google coming out before our next episode, of course? So we'll try to touch on those results next week and maybe dive into Facebook and Apple a little bit more intuitively next week. But I just wanted to touch on the FANGs while we were on that topic of conversation. Again, Netflix kind of set the tone, but then investors over the next few days got caught up in more market-wide headwinds, and we saw the topic shift very quickly. Will these other FANG companies be able to deliver strong enough results where we can overlook some of the other headwinds and really reward these mega cap tech companies for impressive results? We'll see. Maybe they'll disappoint and it'll be raise another point of concern. You know, as I said, we'll see, and we'll be here to cover it all. That is going to do it for us this week on Tech Talk Tuesday, though. If you want me to cover a different story, or if you thought I missed something on this week's episode, feel free to message me, shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. You can also make sure to check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. Plenty of great shows to get you through earnings season, to get you through this period of uncertainty with stocks. And so definitely check out our other shows. Remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on this show on Apple Podcasts. We're also available on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, basically anywhere you can find a podcast. We are there. Thank you so much for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. We'll see you next time.